This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We're starting with eye-opening new information on the link between income and mortality. This morning in the medical journal JAMA, researchers find the gap in life expectancy between the richest 1% and the poorest 1% is 15 years for men and 10 years for women, and that gap is widening. That means low-income Americans live roughly as long as people in a poor nation like Sudan. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Over the last 15 years, life expectancy grew for the top 5% of earners by as much as 3 years. It barely budged for the bottom five. Despite that finding, this paper is less about the disparities between the rich and the poor than it is about the disparities between the poor and the poor.
In New York or in San Francisco, you're living something like 5 or 6 years longer than comparable people, say, in Indiana or in Oklahoma.
Raj Chetty is an economist at Stanford and lead author of the paper. For decades, researchers have thought employment, pollution, and access to healthcare have been the prime drivers behind the disparity in mortality rates among low-income citizens. Harvard economist David Cutler, one of the co-authors, says this paper shows those factors are less important than individual behaviors.
Smoking, drinking, obesity, overdoses of drugs.
The team found the lowest rates of life expectancy stretch from West Virginia through southern Ohio, dipping south to Oklahoma and Texas. The underlying research is available to the public with the hope that others will ask, why are health behaviors among the poor so much better in some places than others? Cutler says there's an urgency here. He says every last dollar you make or don't make matters.
You might have said, gee, there's some upper income at which money can't buy you more, so therefore there must be some limit. We don't find one.
In other words, the person earning $6 million a year will live longer than her neighbor earning five. The same, says Cutler, is true in the reverse. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.